Well, if you would, this morning, let's look in the book of Matthew, chapter number 5, once again. I want to use the scriptures that I used last week and continue along the lines I've been speaking about for some time now on how God has left a light on and give us some hope. Matthew chapter number 5, verse number 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye, when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on the hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I want to continue this morning with this thought, the light of the sanctuary, and by that I mean the church. I want to use the church as a demonstration of the light that God has left on in this dark world in which we live. As I was reading these verses here, we see the word blessed mentioned many times. And if we will look down deep in our hearts, we can't help but realize we are the most blessed people on the face of this earth. Because our God loved us enough to reveal to us that He is our only hope. The day that light came on within our heart and our soul was the most blessed day of our lives. I can look back over my life and I can recall many things that were blessings to me. My wife, my children, my grandchildren. God has blessed me in many different ways. But the greatest blessing I have ever received or will receive was the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. This morning, I want to use these same scriptures that I used last week when I spoke to you about the light of the saints. Notice in verse number 1 of chapter 5, it says, And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth, and he taught them. Now, I know that when the Lord Jesus was here on this earth, everywhere he went, he attracted a multitude of people. So many people, in fact, that many times they didn't even have room to move about. They were thronged by the crowds that followed him. And we realize as we read the scriptures, as we look in the different accounts of the gospels, we see that a lot of times, most of these people that were crowding around him was doing so for the wrong reasons. They were there only for their physical needs to be met. But there was some within those crowds of people that had been drawn to the Lord Jesus for the right reasons. He was a light. People couldn't help but notice that this man, Jesus of Nazareth, was different. I mean, there was no way that he could get in a crowd and people not know that he was different, because he was God manifest in the flesh. He did not have the sinful nature that every other human being had. Therefore, he was different. And as I tried to show you last week, we as the saints of God are lights in this dark world. We are to be different. And being different makes us stick out. And I want to continue that line of thought this morning with the church. We are to be different. I noticed in the bulletin this morning, it's been in here several times, but it just kind of stuck out to me this morning. In the prayer list, it talks about our sister churches: Peachtree Baptist, Living Waters, Old Pathway, El Bethel. Our sister churches. These are churches that believe the same way. We can have fellowship with one another because we are preaching the same gospel. There's four churches listed here. But isn't it a shame that there's only four? Should not this be a multi-page of different churches that believe the same as we do? I was studying, and I ran across an illustration that John MacArthur used when he preached a message on the light of the world. I want to share that with you this morning. These are John MacArthur's words. These are not mine. He says, a magazine once carried a series of pictures that depicted one of the saddest stories imaginable. The first picture was of a vast wheat field in Kansas. Any of you ever been to Kansas, been across Kansas? You can see for miles upon miles. It is as flat as it can be. When I was driving, I'd go across Kansas going into Colorado. And it was just straight and flat. Now picture this. This is a wheat field in that state of Kansas. Nothing but wheat forever. All you can see is wheat. From horizon to horizon, all you can see was the wheat waving in the wind. The second picture was of a mother in distress inside her farmhouse that was in the middle of that wheat field. She had a small boy who had somehow wandered away from the house into that wheat field. The little fellow was so small that he couldn't be seen. She couldn't find him. She had called for her husband, and the two of them had searched all day long for that little boy, and they finally decided that they should call the neighbors, who began to search frantically all over the wheat field with no success. They knew the boy was too little to see above the wheat and find his own way out. So the picture showed her in great distress. The third photo depicted all the people who had heard of the little boy being lost. They gathered in the morning, joining their hands hand to hand, and in a great long line of humanity, linked only by their hands, swept from one end of that wheat field to the other. The last picture was a heartbreaker. It was a picture of the father standing over the body of his little son. They had finally found him, but he was dead. It was too late. A cold, cold night had claimed its victim. Underneath that final picture of a weeping father was these words, "Oh God, if we had only joined hands sooner." Why is it that in these days you can't find churches that will join together in a common cause to reach the lost? The church is the light God is shining in this lost world. And we know for a fact that the light is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is to be the light of Welcome All Baptist Church. People are not to see Tommy McElroy. They are not to see Larry Pike. They are not to see Hannah Woodruff. They are to see the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone. But it's sad that in this day and time, most churches are depicting themselves instead of the Lord Jesus Christ. Basically, what I said last week about the children of God, the saints, those who are part of the kingdom of God being lights in this world, can also be said about the church as well. I see this multitude of people that was drawn to the Lord Jesus as this mass of humanity in this world, lost and without hope and without God in this world. They have come together because this man was so different. Many of them came because of his miracles that he was able to perform. But some of them came because they saw the difference that was in him. And it caused a yearning, no doubt, in their soul that they wanted to know what that difference was. They needed something in their own lives. We're all that way. If we ever get a good picture of the Lord Jesus, if we ever hear the gospel preached as the gospel, it will create something within our souls, a longing that cannot be satisfied until we come face to face with the Lord Jesus. The Bible says in verse 2, "He opened his mouth and he taught them, saying." For a long time, I thought, and you may see this different than I do, but I see this "them" as speaking of the disciples instead of the multitude. I always thought he was talking to the multitude. But it tells us here that he got up on the mountain and he called his disciples unto him. And he began to speak to them. And I think that shows us that these disciples, to me, is a picture of the church. Jesus begins to speak to these disciples, and then he gives us a list of characteristics of what a true Christian is supposed to be. He tells us that they're to be poor in spirit. They're to be mourners. They're to be meek on down the line. These are characteristics that makes up a Christian's life. And if we have these characteristics in us, we're going to be different. And being different, then we're going to stick out like a sore thumb. And we're going to cause this world around us, those that do not know God, that we're going to cause them to want to know what's causing that difference. And we realize that the church, being the body of Christ, is made up of an assembly of believers. The first mention of the word church is in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18. We all know the story about where Peter had told Christ, the Lord Jesus, he was the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus had said that on this rock I will build my church. Now, he's not talking about Peter. He's not building the church on Peter as the Roman Catholics believe. He is talking about that doctrine that Peter spoke of, that Christ is the foundation. Christ is the rock that his church is built on. The apostles, we realize that they were just stones that were added on that foundation that had already been laid. The fact that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior of lost humanity. And we, as the people of God, we are lively stones. We are to be fitted in to the local assembly where God wants us to be. Each and every one of us is a little chip off of the block, so to speak. And you fit in a certain place. No one else can be put in that place. God has that place for you. The church, Welcome All Baptist Church, is not this building. It is you. It is us. We make up this church. Christ is the head of the church. And we are just members that God has placed here to create this body of believers. And having said all of that, Welcome All Baptist Church is to be a light that shines forth in this Hogansville community, Troup County, Western Georgia. We are to be a light. We are to be different. We have churches all around us. There's churches on every corner practically this day and time. And if there's not, then they're everywhere. They're in storefront buildings. I remember years ago I used to go to a church in Union that was in an old store. It's not the building that makes the church. It's the people within that building that makes the church. And we, as the true church, is to be different. As Christ told Peter that he was going to build his church on that premise of Christ being the Savior of the world. We are to realize that as Welcome All Baptist Church, as Peachtree Baptist Church, Old Pathway, El Bethel, on and on, we are part of the body of Christ. And we are to what? Represent Him and Him only. I know our pastor has desires that he would love to see accomplished during his ministry. Every pastor should have that. But the main thing is to always keep in mind that without the Lord Jesus Christ being the center of that church, we have failed. This pulpit should be the focal point of Welcome All Baptist Church. And anyone that gets in this pulpit should call people's attention to the Lord Jesus Christ. Anytime Jesus is not the center of every sermon preached, we have failed. If we come here on Sunday morning and on Wednesday for any other purpose than for the hope of the revelation of Jesus Christ to us in a more clear manner, we have come for the wrong reasons. I see these disciples whom Jesus calls to himself as the people of God. Those whom Jesus had called out of the world unto himself, those whom Jesus was going to use to take his glorious gospel of the truth to the mass of humanity, the sheep without a shepherd. In other words, I see these disciples whom Jesus had previously called to himself. I see these men as the ones Jesus had chosen to send into the world of darkness to shine as lights in a dark world. They were to represent Christ and Christ alone. That's our sole purpose, is to represent our Savior. The word church, in the Greek, ekklesia, that word is a calling out. A popular meeting, an assembly. In other words, it's a people chosen by God to assemble together to glorify Him, to worship Him, to represent Him. What is the church? It's the body of Christ. As surely as Christ indwells every believer, He indwells a specific group of people whom He has placed together in a group. And that group is the church. The church is the body of Christ. The church becomes Christ's representative on earth. We are to be the light that shines in this dark world. We are to be His voice. We are to influence everybody that we come in contact with. What's the church's purpose? The church is Christ's representative on this earth. The church is to be light that shines in this dark world. We are to be His voice that proclaims the glorious gospel of the grace of God. The wholesomeness of the church is to be an influence that condemns the corruption that is in this world. The church is to be a beacon of hope to a world of humanity living in total darkness. The church, the true church, is the body of Christ actively portraying the fact that there is a God in heaven and that God has come into this world of darkness, this world of hopelessness, this world of corruption, and is revealing the fact that in Him and in Him alone, there is hope. The church is a place for believers to gather together, to assemble together, to meet together as believers in order that we can fellowship together around the Word of God, to hear God's message to us through His shepherd, to grow in grace and knowledge, and to worship and praise our God. That's the church's purpose. What's the church's power? The power of the church does not come from the people who make up the church. The power lies in the maker of the people who make up the church. The head of the church is Christ. He is the head of the body. He is the power. He is the authority. We can only be successful when He is in control. What is the church's proclamation? To proclaim means to declare. It means to pronounce or to publish, to broadcast, to trumpet, to herald, to assert. In other words, Christ is to make known something. The church is to make known something. What is the church to make known? What is the church to proclaim? The church is to make known the fact that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners. We are to publish the fact that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. We are to declare the good news that there is hope. We are to announce that Jesus took upon Himself our sins. We are to pronounce the fact that God is willing to forgive us of our sins if we are willing to confess them and forsake them and trust Christ to present us faultless unto the Father. We are to broadcast the great truth to every creature. We are to proclaim the fact that Jesus is the only way to heaven. That is our proclamation. But what's the church's peril? The church of the living God is to be the light in this dark world. As such, it is to stick out like a sore thumb. It's to be noticed. You know, the Bible tells us here in these verses that it says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Now, what is the purpose of us being a light if we're going to cover that light up and it cannot shine? We are the light that God wants to shine forth in this community. And surely if you were to take a bushel or a tub or whatever and place over this light right here and cover it up, it cannot do what it was designed to do. Now, we are the lights as the children of God. We are lights that shines in this dark world. We as the body of Christ, welcome all Baptist Church. We are lights that are to shine forth in this community. And if we allow our lights to be covered up, we are not fulfilling the mission God has given us to fulfill. And the peril of that is that Satan hates light. He hates truth. And he will do his dead level best to hinder that from taking place. I only have a couple of minutes. Now, I want to close with this fact. We are fortunate, as members of Welcome All Baptist Church, to be members of a church whose sole function is to represent Christ as the only hope for this lost and dying world. This pulpit continuously proclaims the gospel. The gospel. It's not watered down. It is preached gun barrel straight. It is preached as the Bible declares it. But we look around us and we see that that is not the case in every church in our community. Our pastor has told us many times we're going to be held responsible for every word we have ever heard preached. And at the same time, we are going to be held responsible for those things that we could have heard if we had made ourselves available to them. We, as the members of Welcome All Baptist Church, have a great responsibility to our God to proclaim the truth. And if we ever, as members of this church, allow anything to take place in this church where this pulpit is not the focal point, we are failing. I have been in churches, and you have too, more than likely, where some of them don't even have a pulpit. It is nothing but a platform. It is nothing but a stage. Nothing takes place but entertainment and programs. Things that will draw people in because it appeals to the flesh. But that is not... Any church that does that is not a true church. Because the Lord Jesus Christ is the center of every true church. And as I close this morning, I want us to realize and remember that fact. We are responsible to keep this light shining. And as I said last week, if we allow our globe to become dirty, then the light becomes dim, and it's not shining as bright as it once did. And any time we allow anything to come into church that will hinder the gospel being preached, we are taking steps backward. We must. It is imperative that we keep our lights bright and allow nothing to enter in. You know, Satan is subtle. He is subtle. He is very... It's amazing some of the things that in and of themselves, there's nothing wrong with them. But you start allowing this to come in, and then allow this to come in, and then this, and then this. Pretty soon they have accumulated. And all of a sudden, without you even realizing it, things have completely changed in the local assembly. That's the reason we must stand behind our pastor and support the preaching of the gospel. On last week, Brother Mark and I were talking while we were in the choir. And he mentioned to me about how the moon reflects the light of the sun. That's all the moon does. It just reflects the light of the sun. And that's what we are, as individuals and as a church. We are to reflect not our light, but God's light. And any time we allow anything to come between us and the light of God, our light is growing dim. The Bible says here, let our light so shine. And it's not going to shine when we are so full of the things of this world. Isn't it amazing how we can come in here on Sunday morning and sit here and hear a sermon, and then before we even get home, if someone asks us, what was the title of the sermon? What did the preacher preach? What scriptures did he use? We can't even remember it. Our focus is not where it should be, because all during the week, our attention has been on the things of this world. We can't get up on Sunday morning, throw our clothes on, and come in here and expect to worship God. We must begin. Now, I know this may sound harsh, but I believe we begin to get ready for Sunday morning on Sunday night. Not on Saturday night. I believe we get ready for Sunday morning on Sunday night. I mean, that's a week-long thing. We can't just... Folks, we need to get our priorities right. We are Welcome All Baptist Church. I'm not saying that we are anything special. We all have our faults. But we do have this responsibility. We are members of a church. And I believe we are members of the true church. And as such, we have a responsibility to shine. Let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. Father, help us. Lord, help us to realize our responsibility and allow you, Lord, to shine through us and allow us to be so different that this world can't help but notice that you have done a work in us, and what you have done for us, you can do for others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.